This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music today from artists we love, including Soccer Mommy, Angel Olsen, Arush Aftab's collaboration with Anushka Shankar, but I'll begin with Perfume Genius, which is the music of Mike Hadrius. His sixth album is called Ugly Season, and it comes out in June. The music was written to accompany a dance piece he worked on with choreographer Kate Wallach. Here's Mike Hadrius to take us to the Perfume Genius track called Pop Song.
I wrote Pop Song because I thought the record needed a more traditional verse, chorus, bridge song. And so I just named it Pop Song because that's essentially what the mission was when I started writing it. I mean, it ended up a little strange and maybe a little bit experimental, but maybe less so than the rest of the music that ended up being on the record. I was imagining like kind of a utopian cult, and the song was them singing while they're arranged in this like tribal sacred geometry shape of bodies. I don't know if they're trying to arrange themselves in a certain way to like conjure something, or I didn't get that far in my thinking. I also really like the Michael Jackson song from Free Willy, and I played it in the studio a lot for multiple records because I like the feeling of it, but I don't know if you can ever hear it on any of the songs I've ever made except for this one.
Thank you.
That's Perfume Genius from his new album Ugly Season and the cut called Pop Song. The album's out June 17th on Matador Records. Mike Hadrius spoke of the image of spirituality in that song, and Zolo Jesus also had that in mind for her new song. It's called Lost.
My new song, Lost, was written using a chopped up sample of a Slovenian folk choir from a region my ancestors are from. The song itself is just about how we've become so isolated from nature and so set apart from it that we're starting to lose our coordinates of where we are, where we belong, who we are, where we're from. And I think that sense of displacement goes down into feeling like we don't have purpose, that we're not being fulfilled, that we don't feel like we're a part of anything bigger than ourselves. And I've noticed everyone I know feel this way. And that's why I say everyone I know is lost, is because it's true. I feel this way. My friends feel this way. You know, there's less and less opportunities for us to feel like we thrive or are part of communities or cultures in society. And maybe this is teaching us something about what we're really missing, which is community. And again, that more collective, holistic way of living where we're able to share in each other's triumphs and tribulations and be one and respect not only each other, but the earth, and just to live in such like a more beautifully honest way. And that's what Lost is about. I wrote it pretty quickly. As soon as I chopped up that sample, I knew exactly where the song was going and that I wanted it to feel like a talisman or like a sigil. Like I wanted it to carry this energy for change, for it to be a cry for, you know, naming the things that we're suffering from and how can we rise above that.
Zola Jesus. This song, Lost, will be on her sixth album, Archon, which comes out May 20th on Sacred Bones. There's a beautiful video for that song filmed in Turkey, and I'll put that on the All Songs Considered site. One of the outstanding albums of 2021 came from Brooklyn Pakistani singer Aruj Aftab. That album, Vulture Prince, is about to be released as a deluxe edition, and on it is a stunning collaboration with singer and sitarist Anushka Shankar. The song they play together is called Udero Na, and here's Aruj Aftab to tell us about the song and the collaboration.
So Udero Na describes this moment of when someone that you used to know from a very long time ago just sort of pops into your head in your present and, like, doesn't really mean anything anymore, but it's just definitely a moment. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to write about that isn't really romanticized that much and isn't really, like, sang or talked about so much. And it's so subtle. It's so lovely. So Adhirana is about that. And Anushka Shankar joining the song. I have loved Anushka Shankar and her musicianship for such a long time. And, you know, this has been kind of like an unbelievable moment in my career that she is taking this beautiful, extremely powerful, very strong musical choices of a solo on this very song. Like, she has just elevated the song to another level itself. And then coupled with Maeve on the harp and Nadia playing the flugelhorn, just like a few haunting notes. It's just like the four of us come together and make this song like so powerful and yet so gentle, you know, and that's exactly the kind of sound that I was looking for, and that's what I was waiting for to release this song that I wrote a really long time ago. So I'm really excited and I'm happy it's out. I hope you like it. This is Udherona. Thank you.
That's Aruj Aftab and Anushka Shankar collaborating on the song Udero Na. The song will be part of a double album deluxe edition of Vulture Prints, and that'll be out June 24th on Verve Records. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Angel Olsen. And with a big announcement of a new album. The record's called Big Time. It was written at a time when Angel Olsen was coming out as queer, and her first experiences with queer love, and, as it is with love, often comes heartbreak. The record was also written shortly after the passing of her father, and then her mother. The track I'm going to play is called All the Good Times, and it was written about 5 years ago, but as Angel explains, only seemed fit for this record.
I wrote All the Good Times in 2017 when I was on tour, and I was feeling pretty raw and isolated from friends at home, but also the people who were my friends working with me. We were just all spent, you know, we overdid it. We don't do that way anymore, thank God. But I think this song was just kind of like inspired by me realizing I was fed up and I didn't want to do it this way anymore. And then for many years, I had the option of putting it out on all mirrors, but it just didn't really fit. And so I tried to give it to different singers to sing it. And that didn't work out. And then finally embraced it, you know, and I ended up writing a lot of other things along the same line. So I think, you know, now is its time.
Can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. And I don't know. Was it love that we shared when we easily cared? Now it's impossible to conceive. I don't know who can see if you've ever learned how to let someone in. Well, I've tried to come find you, but I just don't know where. If you've ever been open, there's no way of knowing with the way that knowing you has been. Was it always so broken? If these thoughts were spoken, would it bring us together? Say that I'm sorry.
Angel Olsen, the song All the Good Times is on her next album, her sixth. Is that the third artist today who has their sixth album? The album's called Big Time, and it's out June 3rd on Jag Jaguar. I have a new discovery today from Saya Gray. She's a Japanese-Canadian songwriter and a multi-talented musician with an intriguing sound and a song title I couldn't resist. The song is called If There's No Seat in the Sky, Will You Forgive Me? Here's Saya Gray with more on her new single.
Seat in the Sky was written in Toronto during extreme touring and extreme exhaustion. It was about really hitting a wall spiritually, mentally, and physically. The song's about kind of finding out who you are and choosing what you want to be and what you want in general, and then doing it wholeheartedly and no half-assing. It also was a beginning to an end. I knew that I would stop touring and playing as a session musician, and it was kind of like a beginning to an end, end to a beginning. So it's really about existentialism and kind of asking if there's more to what you're already doing and more in general than the 3D plane.
This is the last time. This is the last time.
Saya Gray, and a song with many surprises, including the title. It's called If There's No Seat in the Sky, Will You Forgive Me? Her debut solo project is called 19 Masters, and it'll be out on Dirty Hit June 2nd. And if you're a regular listener to All Songs Considered, I'll take us out on an artist you'll recognize, Soccer Mommy. Sophie Allison has announced her next album. It's called Sometimes Forever, and it's out June 24th. It's produced by Daniel O'Payton of 10 Tricks Point Never fame. The first song we get to hear from that album is called Shotgun. And here's Soccer Mommy with insight into her new music. I'll put all the songs with videos on the All Songs Considered site. You can subscribe to my playlist on Spotify and Apple Music, and all the songs for most of the year's All Songs Considered is there. It's under my name, Bob Boylan. Boylan spelled B-O-I-L-E-N. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
My new song, Shotgun, is really all about the excitement and the high of love. And obviously, there's lots of parts of love, but this is really focusing on that excitement and that, like, fresh feeling that you get when you're first falling in love. When we were in the studio, we really wanted to feel that lift and that lightness in the chorus. And I feel like we really, really got that with the repetitiveness of it and just the openness that the chorus starts with. It really makes it feel like a lifting moment, and it makes you feel that joy and that ecstaticness that you get when you're falling in love.
Thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from Jackson. Seek clarity in retirement planning at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Inc., Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.